He was Brian McCoot, Ryan. First up, you took a bit of a knock there, a heavy knock in that game. How are you?
Yeah, I took a wee bang to me shoulder up around AC joint. So it's sore, no point lying. It's sore at the minute, so it is. But hopefully get a good night's sleep under me and reassess things tomorrow and see how I am. But no, I'm very hopeful I should be all right.
You're not far from the Atlantic, can we get the cure there?
I'll get into the beach, down to Muckers Beach tomorrow. So, hopefully, touch wood, I should be all right. Yeah.
Ryan, fantastic to see you this season, the form you're in. You're on powerful tonight again, left and right footed scores. You're integral to this team. You're really enjoying the football this year so far?
Loving it, Brendan. Yeah, definitely am. So it is. It's great to have Jim and all the boys back, and he's really given huge energy, so he is, and huge belief into the team. Everyone knows there's good footballers in Donegal, so there is. We always produce good footballers, and it's just getting the best out of us at all times. So from a personal point of view, I said really, really enjoying the year so far, so I am. Hopefully we can have a good long summer ahead of us, but we're going to take it one game at a time. Great to be back in Croke Park, to be honest with you. As I said, touch with other reporters there. I think there's a lot of boys in there that never would have played senior football in Croke Park, so it's a great chance for them to go up and express themselves in the place you want to be playing football.
Yeah, always a special buzz. Ryan, the overall picture at Donegal at the minute, down in the Division 2, a lot of us were wondering what the 2 be like. Mm-hmm. You know, at times there we've kind of mixed the good with the bad, but when we've really opened up against teams, we've put them away. Was that your feeling again tonight? Meath, I know, rested a few or tried a few different players, but it looked like we completely owned the ball.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, Brendan. Like every match, you're always going to have stuff to work on, stuff that done well, stuff you want to do more, and no different tonight. Suppose the first half was a strange half. You can nearly split it in two, so you could. Maybe the first 15 to 20 minutes, very poor from our point of view, so it was, giving the ball away, getting turned over too easy and not taking the chances that we got. And then I suppose on the second half of the first half, if you want to say, the next 15, 20 minutes, I think it was completely different. Not sure what happened, but it seemed like a flick of a switch that we turned. We started turning them over a lot more, getting a lot more pressure on the ball, getting our shots away, taking our scores and getting kick out shut down, and we looked like a completely different team. The challenge for us is doing that over 70 minutes, because next weekend in Croke Park against Armagh and in 4 weeks' time against Derry, if we don't do it for 70 minutes, we're going to get punished.
Yeah, and you look just around, I suppose, from the last time at Jim, that you've seen in terms of our tactic to now, in terms of the high press and going after teams, is it now that you have to be more adventurous, you have to attack the game? Otherwise, you're not going to win it. You have to post the kind of scores that we are posting.
Yeah, I think you do. Suppose the general football has changed everywhere in Ireland since Jim has been here last, but definitely to beat the top teams, especially in summer day, you're going to have to kick 116, 117, so you are definitely, so that's something that we've been striving to do, trying not to forget about our defensive side of things as well. It's I think every great team, whether it's Dublin, Kerry, Derry, Tyrone, any one of them are always built on the defensive, so we're going to not forget about that as well, but definitely try to get at least 116, 117, 118 up every single day.
Yeah, and just coping with the injuries, what's your feeling on players coming back? And I know Big Jason's pretty close there. Owen Bann, there's like 6-7 lads who potentially could start. Is there a lot of lads close to now getting action? I know you picked up a knock and so did Patrick today, but are we close with these players?
I'm hopeful. I'm not going to lie to you. I really just concentrate on myself, so I am, and making sure my body's fit. Unfortunately, the last couple of years I've sort of been through the injuries and all that kind of stuff, so I know how difficult it is for a lot of these lads. But to be fair to them, they're given absolutely everything to get back for I suppose the Derry game is the real target, so it is, I suppose, and they're given they're putting their lives on hold to try to get back for them games. Hopefully they get the wee bit of a rub of the green and they can get back. From what I see, I think they're not too far away, so hopefully that's a plus for us.
And a lot of people, there's been a lot of talk about league finals there, and you just mentioned the buzz of going to Croke Park and lads who haven't played there, plus we have a game against a side which is a Division 1 team really. So it's great preparation pre-Derry.
It is. Been a lot of different sort of talk, I suppose, over the last couple of weeks about league finals and different stuff. So don't get me wrong, it is very tight. It doesn't give, I think it's 3 weeks afterwards where we play Derry. It does give a different challenge. I suppose that's more management and all their issues that they'll face and getting us ready and stuff. But from a player's point of view, growing up, you want to be. You look at players playing, and I remember going to watch yourself, Brendan, playing in Croke Park, and Donegal teams playing in Croke Park. That's what I wanted to be as a footballer, and playing the biggest games in Croke Park. Thankfully, next weekend it's Division 2, but it's still a national final. So it is. We beat Meath in a national final in 2019. So it was a huge occasion for it was even for Donegal to get back to Division 1. All throughout our history, we've been up and down. So it's great to be back in Division 1. But we're going up to Croke Park next weekend. As I said, it's some of them boys' first experience getting to play there, and we're gonna grasp it, and we're gonna give it our all, and hopefully we can take the cup back down the road.